The Bible says it's the spirit that helpeth our infirmities. So it's a life of insufficiency. And you are going to encounter once and again circumstances that seem to be beyond your current scope of wisdom. So we need to reach back to God to access His wisdom to deal with life's challenges. The arena of government and leadership is an arena of consistent engagement with insufficiencies, with challenges. That's a platform where the wisdom of God should be the operating system. And so we are asking that God will make His wisdom available to him and that God will protect him. Can we raise our voice and pray for the vice president? He's a major actor now. He's a major actor in the agenda of God in this nation. All eyes on him. Many more eyes look upon him for affliction and for injury and for evil. Many more eyes seek to afflict him. We want to ask that God will make grace available. God will cause His grace to abound upon him. That the hand of God will be mighty over his life. That the Lord will release him into a pool of His wisdom. 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 Mando sela mahabaha seko pare nasika. Mendo rada seko skambre ke salabali akambe. So that they will have the capacity to engage reoccurring diverse kinds of challenges, diverse kinds of situations. We have seen the hand of God upon him. He did more in 30 days, much more in 30 days than his superior could do in 1 year. He's a major actor. He's a major actor in the scheme of things as concerning this nation. Can we ask for the grace of God for him? Can we ask for the wisdom of God to function upon his life? It's our duty to uphold him. It's our duty to bear him up. It's our duty to bring him before the Lord and to make demands from heaven concerning him. Oh God, we present the Vice President of Nigeria before you tonight. We ask for protection, that a policy of protection will be initiated, that he will not be killed. He will not be killed. That he will be above reproach and attack. That there will be no news, no reproachful news about him that will come, that will be made manifest. That by grace and by wisdom, let him become a mighty instrument. That even the enemies of Christ will acknowledge that there is an excellent spirit at work in him. Lift him up, 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 lift him up. Suddenly we are coming out of recession. Suddenly the foreign exchange index is receiving healing from God. Suddenly things are about to change. Suddenly we are not hearing feedback from Boko Haram as we used to hear. Suddenly the faceless henchmen, we have not heard of them for a long time. Something else has taken over the stage. There is a mighty activity of God. And that servant of God is a key player. It's a key player right now. Can we uphold him? Malo sandaba yeko seba lis kombre. Kovasi kapa nahabata le kopala. Manta labara sopreketali makandalia. Aito mahamba zikapate la kapres. Mansale, mansale, mansale. Gobri asata ma le komba. Embregedela supina sebria tala barata. Ika brasketo briata balatoske zeze. Ando zamina hika basketombe. Embreska hika baratale. Embreske setombria la bakudi mansantelia. Isamanto mansamanteli. Samanzeliko brasketela kombe. Hiko bala hasaila. As for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. For wisdom is profitable, too direct. Wisdom is profitable, too direct. Wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than strength. We ask for wisdom. We ask for wisdom. My toba haba sika bante escombrege santala in samate kosketalia. Suddenly the Islamic agenda
has been frustrated. Suddenly a new season is beginning to arise upon us. There is an actor that God has raised. All this while he was behind the scene. Nobody saw him, didn't lift up his voice. And now we see wisdom at work. We see the hand of God at work. God is beginning to release his joker. There was a plan. There was a plan that God is beginning to implement. We pray for that brother. We pray for that brother. Mahabasaita Kobenazi Meres Kombres Kapatala Bosabina Etomba Hikaparacheko Santalia I Compela Samatala Baboria Iskombrama Santa Babosa Nate. Pray for Nigeria. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. It's time to pray for our nation. Igose na hikapanda. Hai koma. Askebrata kulabate koba. Asando zezele. Ibreskanto menakanda babore. Asamere kumbre zuzela. Asusa skambata. Eskombrege samalate. Iskapata manda babore. Glory to God.
In Jesus' name. The hub and the philosophy behind most of the business that is done in the East is linked to importation. When we talk importation, then we talk economy. When we talk economics, then we talk pricing, foreign exchange. The reason why fuel prices keep fluctuating, there's an undulating posture of prices in the country, is because crude oil is priced in the international scenario in dollars. If you are going to buy a commodity in dollars and you want to access it in naira, you are going to have to do some foreign exchange transaction. And as long as the indicators, the price indicators are unfavorable, then anything that has to do with importation is bad business. 90% of Eastern business is foreign exchange related. So the rise in foreign exchange was actually a sign that the East is going to begin to lose economic power. And such was the case until the affliction that became so intense that afforded our brother the opportunity to steer the ship. In 30 days' time, we saw that foreign exchange issues were being sorted out. Before this time, there were 13 modulations for foreign exchange. 13, that is. Do you understand what I mean? Maybe our Kekpe wants foreign exchange. There are 13 different policies. Some people can get for 197. Some people are getting for 197. Even the heat of the rise. That was the level of injustice that was in the land. And suddenly, a balance was struck. And it's as if the economy is beginning to receive resuscitation. And our Eastern brethren are being empowered again. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms chapter 89. It was deliberate. I didn't say sit down. Just get your Bible. We came to pray. You know, you people like sitting down so much. We can't heal this land sitting down. In Psalms 89, I was just trying to say that the foreign exchange thing was deliberate. Just to tame the East, empower a few people in the North, and when the bondage is released, the economic actors would have changed. And it would take the intervention of God for an Igbo man to be in the forefront of economic activities. They are selling to Dangote 197. Pumping it is always available. In fact, most of the land in Ekpe. Let's not go into that. Are you there in the book of Psalms 89? You need wisdom to rule this country. You need wisdom. It's too big. The resources are so vast. You can even steal 1 billion and nobody will know. EFCC will not even know. 1 billion. Now, if a man steals 1 billion, it means he stole the money that he wants to enjoy all the days of his life. Probably. Abi? But when you hear that somebody steals the money that you can use to start a country, he cannot spend it in 10 lifetimes, you know, then there's a spirit at work in our land, and it's a very dark spirit from the underworld. Psalms 89 verse 20. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep with him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. This is the prayer template that I want us to administer this evening. You know, he said, I found David my servant, my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen. You may not understand what it means until you stand face to face with the disadvantages that life can throw at a man. Then you may realize what the Bible means when Moses, when God began to tell Joshua, be thou strong and of good courage. If you have ever been disadvantaged before, you may not know what it means when God says, I will strengthen him. Strengthen. If you have ever been disadvantaged before, it would look as if everything was programmed to work against you. Have you ever been there? Maybe your dad died early. You had to, you know. You were exposed to the cruelty of the physical realm. The physical realm does not respond to you because there is a need. Doesn't respond to you because there is an affliction. The physical realm is not merciful. The physical realm doesn't respect your name or your genealogy. Everything seems to be working against a man that is disadvantaged. A man that has lost a cover. A man that has lost his support system. And so there are a few messages you can preach to such a man that will make sense to him because he's in the heart of heat. And normally what God does to such people that are obviously disadvantaged is, first of all, he builds strength into them. Strength. And this strength of which I speak, it's a strength that is inner strength. A strength that comes from the Spirit of God. Now, you see a man like Paul, many times he was beaten 39 stripes. Many times. And then you find him still enthusiastic, still reaching out. Sometimes, the very city where they almost killed him, he rises up again and he goes back there. It's because he has been strengthened from inside. When a man is strengthened from inside, no matter the pressure from outside, he is okay. The strength from inside, what it does is that it doesn't make you emotional when you come under pressure outside. The reason why the pressure is getting the best of you is because your emotions are exposed. It is the pressure is affecting your emotions, affecting your perception. It's making you think outside of the box, outside of the Word of God. It's allowing you to entertain thoughts that are not consistent with the Word of God. And if you have found yourself in that state, you are defeated. Even if somebody gives you a huge amount of money, you will fail. Because you win in your soul before you win in the ground. And it's the Spirit of God that brings that prosperity of the soul over and above what your eyes can see and what the circumstances are dictating. If you cannot be defeated inwardly, inside, it will come to pass that the physical realm will give way and acknowledge you in due course. But you see, that kind of strength, that kind of disposition that makes a man thrive in the midst of disadvantages is a strength that comes from the Spirit of God when the Scripture says that God will strengthen you with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Strength with might. Because in the corridors of power, you will meet one discouragement, one deception, one liar, one... You 24 hours in your working time in the palaces of government. There is an unusual strength that you need in order for you not to be a victim of bitterness and vindication. You will lose track with your mandate if you don't have that strength. Hallelujah. We are going to pray, use him as a point of contact to reach out to all of us. All of us here, we need that strength, actually. But we are going to present him before us. Our request, our personal request will be coined in the presentation of the Vice President as we seek to secure the Lord's strength. Shortly before my dad died, I was engaged in a 10-day fast. And the 10-day fast, I did not see that he died. I didn't see it. Previously, if he just falls sick, I will know. I'll pray. You come back. But that day, I was on top form in spirit. Top form in glory. I was seeing visions, encountering things. But I didn't see that he was going to die. And then eventually, when we traveled to the village, I was high in spirit. When we were entering into the village, I was already seeing the obituary posters. It was my father. So there was no need for anybody to tell me that had happened. But there was something I could not deny. I had inner strength. So the fasting secured strength. And I found out that if the Holy Spirit should strengthen you, it doesn't matter the situation, you can survive. Many more times, God does not change the situation. God changes you. Just strength. So the church, our church members that came to encourage me, because it's customary, if someone loses somebody, they believe he's broken and battered, he's down and out, and they send some people with pieces of scripture. To revive them. When the people came with pieces of scripture to revive me, I found out they were in more need of strength than I was. The people sent needed strength. And I at that point, I had a little of it. So I eventually encouraged them by the Holy Ghost. They received strength from the man that they brought pieces of scripture to revive. The scripture says that the secret behind David was that God undertook to strengthen him. Amayakuma. When you are strengthened, nothing takes you unawares. Everything that happens that would have broken you out, given you high blood pressure, and your pulse rate will be so inconsistent. You look upon it and it doesn't have the authority to move you, because there's an inner strength on your inside. It is with that inner strength you confront anomalies. Things orchestrated by the devil. It doesn't move your emotion. It doesn't carry you along. Because there's strength inside. That's one of the major things that the Holy Ghost does for a man that he has decided to identify with. Listen to me. The natural realm is brutal. If your confidence is in money, and then maybe at some point in your life, you fall out of the range of financial influence that you wielded previously, you will see how terrible the natural realm is. Very terrible. It is a luxury I cannot... Depression. Depression is a luxury I cannot afford. You will lose so much in 1 hour of depression. So much! Because there's no strength. Have you heard of that scripture? He said, this is a day of blasphemy. It's a day of rebuke. For the daughters are brought to bed, and there is what? No strength to bring forth. It's a day of destiny. You prayed for it. 9 months, you had an expectation. The doctors gave an EDD. Hey, glory to God. And when the time came, there was no strength to... That's how... No strength to push. And in that case, if there's no strength to push, there is a possibility of losing the child and losing the mother. So why did you have to wait for 9 months for an obituary? You were seeking for life and you saw death. Just because there was no strength. Destinies have been aborted like that. Windows of opportunity have been aborted like that. When it comes, there's no strength. And when the floods of darkness begin to hammer, there's nothing strong enough, no reinforcement inside that can break through that which has been done in the physical realm. So God said, I'll strengthen you with might by my spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Can we pray for ourselves and pray for the vice president? Strengthen him. Make him a rock. Kubalaso. You know, wait for me. In witchcraft covens, they think of the most terrible attack that can be meted out against a man, such that when they strike him, he enters into a state of mistrust. He doesn't trust God again, doesn't trust anything, doesn't trust the systems of this world, doesn't trust the promises of God. They want to bring him into that state where he will no longer be capable of receiving strength from God. He decides consciously to surrender to faith. Alright? And when they... You know the Bible says, no weapon formed. If you are forming something, You didn't create it. It's not by miracle. You will get measurements. You get dimensions. You understand what you want to do. Specifications. And so when attacks are thrown at you, they come forth with specifications. The devil knows a little about your temperament, about how you are, about how emotional you are, and he builds all these features into the attack module. Such that when he releases it, he's expecting you to come into a point where you no longer have the capacity to trust God. God becomes, you declare a disclaimer against God. Hallelujah. But when they go into all the research, get the specifications, and they launch that attack, and then suddenly, it doesn't even generate a prayer point. You were not conscious of the attack. You didn't know there was an attack. Because there was so much strength. So much strength. And then the principalities and powers will sit down, try to understand this man. He becomes a research tool for principalities and powers. No man can defeat a man that has found the strength of God. Now, we want to pray for him and ask for strength. It's quite a burden to rule Nigeria. It's a burden. You will meet all kinds of mischievous people plotting against every good intention, every good effort to portray you in a bad light. Some people go as far as Congo. I heard that the strongest witch in Africa is in Congo. Jesus. Witchcraft cases that in Uganda, sometimes they travel to Congo to meet the Dibia of Congo. Some of them go as far as Congo to get weapons. Can we ask for strength? Lord, give your servant strength. As you are praying for him, you are praying for yourself. We all need strength to confront the challenges of our destiny, the challenges of our lives, the challenges that are on the path of our ordination. We need the strength of God. Mahambos ahika. Ilo brantasuke badia la hombre. That your servant will be strong. He will be strong. There will be conviction in his utterance. There will be wisdom in his actions. We ask, O God, for the blessing of your strength over his life and over the life of everybody that is present here tonight. I ask for that strength. It is written in Scripture that you will strengthen us with mind. You will strengthen us with mind. By your spirit that is in the inner man. And just in case there's somebody here that is down and out, the kingdom of darkness has succeeded in putting that person in a corner. And they are managing him with waves and wave and wave after wave of depression. And the person doesn't seem to be able to find strength tonight. Oh God, let strength be ministered into that vessel. Strengthen us with mind. By your spirit in the inner man. Muka besobe. Antoma, you have a right to say, I was not, this is not me, this is not me. I was born a warrior, I was born strong, I was born strong, born by the Holy Ghost, born strong, born strong. This weight can't throw me down. That mistake I made cannot be the basis of my downfall. I have a call that is from heaven. I have an ordination that is from glory. There's something walking in my life that is not of this world. Nothing of this world can bring me down. I know the God in whom I have believed. I know that He's able to establish me. He's able to keep me. He's able to strengthen me with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Ora santa makaba sekabate kumbre, mosela hasusa saila, ankomba habate koskaya. We present your servant. We present your servant. And we ask for strength. We ask for strength. Strengthen him with might. Strengthen him with might. Make him strong and of good courage. Strong and of good courage. Strong and of good courage. Heo masale kupres kabalatwa
Engoborosika breshkonza mahambele. Maitobali siklosekebala. Anton de zekebreske sopate munda hebaratwa. Ikabaso zaza, ikaselabande. Ikabele kaskombre. Akambo sama, ikasama. Aitobalesko, brenda silikembre sabalata. Mahambresko barika, basketa mina kandelia. Anta maladeze ziza latula. Akabreskaba, nita kepatua. Aiso menekande. Aiso sata. Aiso sata. You cannot bring a strong man down. Because what makes him strong is not physical. What makes him strong is the Spirit of God. And the Bible says that he will strengthen us. He will strengthen us with might. There is a might that comes from the inner man. That comes by the reason of the workings of the Holy Spirit. It's a tunic that you need for life. It's a tunic that you need for ministry. When the strength of God comes upon you, it doesn't matter what is mashed out against your life. The conspiration that is the gang up that is set up against you. My. You will break through a wall. You will go beyond the trooper. You will go beyond an opposition. You will break beyond the barrier. The kingdom of darkness will begin to wander. By what means doeth he these things? It's the strength of God. Strength of God. Go be sabah. Let the strength of the Lord rise in you. Rise in you. The strength of the Holy Spirit. The strength of the Holy Spirit. The devil cannot destroy what he did not create. God has a reinforcement policy for your destiny. A reinforcement policy for your life. There is a support system. Organized from heaven to keep you going in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the opposition. He gives you capacity to mount up with wings like the eagles. It's the walking of the grace of God, the walking of the strength of God. And God strengthens you with might by His Spirit in the inner man. In Jesus' name. Once and again, the Lord keeps telling Joshua, be thou strong and of good courage. Why is he emphasizing the courage aspect? The courage aspect. The reason why he was preaching that sermon to him was that the thing that the devil wants to achieve by orchestrating opposition from the natural, so that fear will be born in your soul. And if you allow fear to rise, you are a failure already. Because there's a hole in your armor. And if God wants to raise a warrior, that a caterpillar, a bulldozer, that can break through a path. I'm not talking of a pathfinder. I'm talking of a path maker. An elephant, anywhere he faces is his road. He can bulldoze everything out of joint, out of place. If you find a man that doesn't need motivation, then he is of good courage. It doesn't matter what you display before him. You cannot get him to become afraid. No. Fear is not one of the options. Meanwhile, this situation I'm talking about of being in good courage is not a function of confessing the word of God or something. It's an activity of the Spirit. It's an activity. Not by conjuring. It's an activity of the Spirit. You need to be of good courage and you need to be strengthened with might. Those are the two requirements for you, irrespective of any kind of opposition, you can still administer your destiny. You will meet crazy people. You will meet mad people. You will meet bad people. Now, those days there was a film, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The writer of that film did not finish the list. They are mad people. They are the ugly, they are terrible people, wicked people, all kinds of people. Didn't finish the list. The list is a long list of all kinds of
predators looking for destinies and lives to prey on. But if you are strong and of good courage, hallelujah. Amen. I say hallelujah. Amen. A lady was recounting an experience she had. A wonderful man from the United States wanted to marry that lady. And, you know, wonderful man. And the go-between was her best friend. And she thought that her best friend held her interest. Meanwhile, her best friend had already analyzed the possibilities and the potentials of the doorway that was coming open. And she felt she was more suitable for the opportunity. Meanwhile, the friend was, oh my Jesus, there are all kinds of men. It's not just good and bad and ugly men. We have strange men. She thought her best friend was working out something in her favor. It was the only way the guy could salvage the situation was that he transmitted an information back home that he had died. And then they go between now and say, you see, that was when she confessed. I said, you can't have him. Me too, I can't have him. Ah! Then it was obvious that there was a strange thing happening. And there are people that have been disappointed in close people like that, and then the fountain of courage in them was cut off. The ability to have courage again became very difficult. The man transmitted the message, I'm dead. And then the truth began to come out. Hallelujah. Then he revived again. That was how that enemy was spotted out. I'm talking about blackmail at close range, deception at close range. All kinds of stuff at close range. Sometimes when you go through some things, it becomes difficult to trust people. No, you are the only one that doesn't trust people. Others do. You can't go far if you don't identify the people that God has sent into your life to be support systems in your life. The fact that you met a bad person doesn't mean they are all bad. And the devil gives you a wrong perspective. You begin to walk with the wrong philosophy. And you are exposed because you are on the wrong platform. Now, apart from my preaching calling and all of that, I have another calling. I have a calling of the helps ministry to help. I'm called to help. All right? I'm called to help. I've helped people before that turned their back on me and stabbed me. But that doesn't change my helps ministry. I still have what? Helps me. The fact that you met a bad customer doesn't mean that you stop the business. And you need courage to continue after you have had a terrible experience. And most people don't have the capacity to muster enough courage to keep going when you just had a terrible experience. Your calling is superior to an experience, for God's sake. Be strong and of good courage. Come out of that pit that you have allowed yourself to tarry. Not everybody's in that pit. We moved on. And in the fullness of time, we saw that we were quick to make friends. That was why we were starved. We didn't ask God if he was the one sending the people. And then when the season came, when God began to send friends, oh my God, we saw it was folly. Folly. We walked in folly. That's why we're exposed. Every time we walk outside of the counsel of God, we learn the ways of God by a little punch that comes from the other side. The punch is not expected to kill us. It's expected to make us wiser in our walk with God and to afford us the opportunity of more courage. I want you to hold somebody in the hall and begin to pray courage into the life of that believer. Maybe the person had an accident, and because of the accident, the person has been living in fear, incapacity. The person has accepted a miniature posture, a miniature perspective of his life and his possibility and destiny. Minister courage. Minister courage. You will go over this Jordan. God told him. The land of the Hittites. The land of the Jebusites. Even the land of the Philistines. He will march. He will march. March on the Hittites. I pray courage into your soul. Doesn't matter when you broke down, you made a mistake, and the devil capitalized on that mistake. Snap out of that pity party. Receive the grace of God. Receive the mercy of God.
and fall into line. Kombele sukapakena. Fall into line. Fall into line. Minister courage. Let the spirit of courage overwhelm that line. Spirit of courage overwhelm that destiny. You will find out that the things that you were afraid of, when you mount up with courage, will be afraid of you. Don't run away from politics. If you have a calling in politics, don't run away from it. If God has said something in your life has to do with politics, not because there are bad men, bad women, people that can backstab, just because they are there, will not make you leave your destiny. We say courage. We say courage to mount up. Courage to continue. Courage to be steadfast. We march on the Jebusites. We march on the Hittites. We march on the sons of Anak. There is a proclamation that God has made over our lives. We are not ordinary. The Spirit of God provides support for every move we make. Don't run away from the space that God has ordained for you just because there's opposition. Minister courage to that vessel. Maybe poverty has looked you in the face and you cannot believe that God can bless you. Minister courage. Minister courage to that vessel. Something supernatural will happen in your life. Maybe you are being under pressure, as if everything is under lock and key. It doesn't seem that light can shine upon your path. I tell you, there is a God. There is a God tabernacled in the heavens. He is Alpha and Omega. There is nothing that can resist His excellent glory and power. Minister courage. Minister courage. Because we need to march on the Hittites. The Hittites have been for too long. We were ordained by God to confront. We were ordained by God to march on. March on the Hittites. March on the Jebusites. For I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Moses, don't allow your circumstances limit you. Don't allow your situation limit you. Don't allow your family background limit you. Don't allow your name limit you. Don't allow your inability, your lack of sufficient education cannot be the basis of your stagnation. God has spoken a word over your life. Kabo samakanta. Kebonte broskete bakula. Abresoma hike bakambara saila. Be thou strong and of good courage. Just when you are about to give up, then God shows up and says, my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask me of the nations, and the uttermost part of the earth shall be given to you as an inheritance. Bore nasike branda baboria. Bronten samando ke preske tele ketaboda. Ama hamba haba 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 haba. Sebregetela subriata babonga basi. Glory to God. Zose sasaila hambreska pela kumba. Enso mantele broske sasaila brasketa mo. Be thou strong. Be thou strong. Be thou strong. Don't leave the place that God has ordained for you because they are bad people. It's time to arise. Receive courage in your soul. Courage, 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 courage. You must march on the Jebusites. The things that killed your father will not kill you. You will be stronger than it. There will be strength. There will be strength. There will be strength. Your life cannot follow that demonic pattern. You are not born by things that are corruptible. You are born by incorruptible things. Even the word of God that cannot lie. The limitations that a witchcraft world have placed on the men of Kwande, have placed on the men of Jatoka, it cannot be your portion. Be strengthened with mine. Be strengthened with mine. Be strengthened with mine. Let courage come. Let courage come. Because we must march on the Jebusites. The sons of Anak must be cut off. Be thou strong. Be thou strong. Come on, Sanda. That situation will not kill you. This is not your end. A new branch will spring forth. A new branch will spring forth. Oh. Como santo. Essa é que se matou. Que le prende se tome na calça. Esse malique. E dombre esquece. Se que se le bonde. E marabababababa. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Finally, before we do a brief teaching, the scripture says, the enemies are not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflicting. The enemies are not exact. They will not use his sweat to drink wine. He will not become a footstool for the avenger. He will not become a platform for riding. The enemy shall not exact upon him. Shall not exact upon him. The son of wickedness shall not afflict him. Glory to God. We are still using the vice president as a point of contact to reach out to everybody that is here. That the enemy shall not exact upon him. One of the reasons why I believe President Goodluck was disqualified. The enemy exerted upon him. There was so much pressure he could not handle. Meanwhile, the guy on ground is a good guy. Very good man. Very compassionate man. Very, very wonderful guy. But you see, he was overpowered by what exerted upon him. Hallelujah. He was what? Overpowered by what exerted upon him. I believe that the time of his reign was supposed to be the time where we'll take some strides as a nation that will not be able to lose again. There was no time in the history of the nation that the nation prospered like the time under his government. It was because God favored him, and he was supposed to use that favor to take some strides. Some major strides in the nation that we'll never fall back from again. But he was a victim of exertion. Exertion. The enemy shall not exert upon him. And the son of wickedness, shall not afflict him. See, these sons of wickedness of which we speak are masters of affliction. They can invoke affliction. They can generate affliction. They can create affliction. Just in case there is no affliction, they can create some. Have you seen someone before? For those of you that went to boarding school, we had some guys like that. Just in case there has been no trouble for 1 week, they can create. The son of wickedness shall not afflict. You need courage? Because the space that your calling will occupy is not a peaceful space. The Jebusites are there. The Hittite. Just in case you came into head-on collision with a Hittite. Hallelujah. An armed Hittite. And you did not expect that kind of collision. And it took you aback. Because of that, you decided to leave your space as ordained by God. So that you will not collide with Hittites. No, we were called to march on the Hittites. Go back to the place that God has called you. We don't run from the place that God places us. What have they not said about me in this city? Say, I use charm. Say, I do this. Say, I do that. There's a place. In fact, one lecturer in the house, he said, he knows where I go to fetch charm from. In fact, the Bible says that
when Paul came out, escaped the shipwreck, and they were warming themselves by the fire, a serpent came out of the fire and struck him. They said, Kai, he's a criminal. His own sentence came from the court of heaven. It was the mouth of God that proclaimed his sentence. And even though he has escaped death by water, the death that is haunting him has also raised up a new law enforcement agent in the form of a serpent to administer the judgment that came from the Spirit upon him. And they waited for him to shake suddenly and fall and die. There are expectations that evil people have. They waited for him to check and die. And when they waited for a long and nothing happened, he was roasting corn. And what's this strange man? They called him a god. You see, people that know supernatural things, when they see somebody that defies the law of mankind, they know this is not, it's not a normal man of flesh and blood. Hallelujah. This is an expression of the divine one himself. They called him a god. Can we pray today that God will, through the manifestation of God on our lives, let the expectation of evil people be confounded. Let the expectation of evil men, they have been waiting for you to shake suddenly. They have been waiting for a news in the village. But they will have to wait for a very, very long time. Oh God. They will have to wait for a long, long time. Mo basaka baletombre. Musele kande zobro. Akambo sama kadesko preska mantelimo. They will have to wait for a long time. The expectation of the unrighteous shall be cut off. It shall not be established. Concerning your life, it will not be established. The expectation of the unrighteous will not come to pass. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Evil men may expect you to check, may expect you to back out, may expect you to take off, may expect you to run away, may expect you to leave the place that God has apportioned for you. Oh my God. Bring those expectations to now. Glory to God. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Lord, we raise your servant before you tonight. We ask, Lord, let it be that the enemy would not exact upon him. Let the son of wickedness not afflict him. In Jesus' name.